There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
If you're looking for an edge this weekend, the VSiN experts have you covered. Intro offer only $9.99. Get every pick by every host from every guest, like Nigel Seeley, coming up. Limited time offer. You also get the betting reports, the betting guides for the biggest games of the year, and the betting splits. Sign up today. Become a subscriber. VSiN.com/subscribe. Join the network. Join the family. $9.99. VSiN.com/subscribe.
Yeah, why don't we stay hot right now?
Yeah, come on.
As a friend of the show, across the pond, lives in London, soccer expert, great bettor, and analyst on this sport, by the way. Nigel, your call last week on Man U, Man City was sublime, my friend. Great job.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think we got a bit fortunate with the referee decision for the goal. I don't know if you saw the goal. I think it should have been given as offside. But you've got to ride your luck sometimes, haven't you? So I think Manchester United, as I said last week, I felt that 2,800 to win the Premier League title, they were probably a decent play. They're now half the price and they've got two massive matches. And if they can win those two games, Man United will be single figures to win the Premier League. And I think, you know, Arsenal have obviously had a great week, but I think the nearest challenger possibly could be Manchester United this season. Manchester United are on fire.
Right back with them today, and your buddy Rashford to score a goal. How are you going to play it?
Well, I think with Rashford, everything's got to come to an end at some stage. You know, the goal scoring run can't keep continuing and continuing. And I think that when he came back from the World Cup, I think the bookmakers were being a little bit down on his chances. And obviously, I felt he was a different player at the World Cup, and when he came back, he scored in every single game he's played since the World Cup, and he scored in three at the World Cup, or scored three goals at the World Cup. But I think he's going to be a marked man in some games. I think Manchester United will win tonight against Crystal Palace. There's a couple of reasons why I think Manchester United will win. Manchester United earlier in the week were minus 125 and minus 120 to win this game. That price has long gone. There's been decent money for Manchester United. They have won 9 successive matches, and they're bidding to win a perfect 10. In all competitions. So they have to play the FA Cup, and they have to play in their League Cup as well. And that's a little bit of a reason. And they've got a huge match as well in Europe as well. They play Barcelona in Europe in the Europa League as well. So they're all going on all different competitions. And that's one of the reasons why I think the Rashford, what the bet we've been having on Rashford probably isn't the wise thing to do now, because I feel that he's so important to Manchester United that they may protect him. So instead of playing, when Rashford played 4 weeks ago or 5 weeks ago, I thought you knew that Rashford was going to play every 90 minutes of the game. So the chance of scoring being on the pitch for 90 minutes was a lot higher. But now I think he's so important to Manchester United with some huge, huge matches that I think they will substitute him. Mm-hmm. So tonight, for example, they could play Crystal Palace. I expect them to win. I don't expect Crystal Palace to score. I like the Manchester United to win the match. But the line has probably moved a little bit too much for me to play. If you got on early in the week at plus minus 120, congratulations. But at the current prices, I wouldn't play. So I'm probably inclined to have a bet on Manchester United to win 2-0 here, which is plus 180. Crystal Palace, notoriously, have been very, very good at home throughout the years, but they've got some serious problems at the moment scoring goals. They were beaten by Southampton in the FA Cup. Their league form prior to that, they got beaten 3-0 at home by Fulham, didn't score. 3-0 at home by Tottenham, didn't score. They've only won one in their last seven matches, and in them seven matches, they failed to score in five of those games. And the game that they did score was in the FA Cup. So in the Premier League, they haven't scored in five of their last six. They have some injuries tonight, Crystal Palace, as well. And a lot of friends of mine are Crystal Palace fans. They're my local team to where I live geographically. And they really are looking over their shoulder, thinking they're involved in a relegation fight. So, and the main problem they put it down to is not having a goal scorer. So tonight, I think Manchester United will get the job done. Very professional. Win 1-0 or 2-0. Move on to the weekend when they play the biggest game of the season against Arsenal at the Emirates. And I think any Rashford bettors, if you want him to score, I think you've only got 60 minutes for him to do it. Because I can think of the game being over and him being taken off. So that's the reason why I'm not playing Rashford. But I think Manchester United will win tonight, and I think they'll win 2-0.
Yeah, you're a connected guy. Weren't you at the Crystal Palace holiday party one year?
I've been many times to the Crystal Palace party. Yeah. But what goes on at the Crystal Palace party stays at the Crystal Palace party.
Okay.
The other thing I
open
would
bar?
Say...
Open bar? Open bar?
Everywhere Sealy goes is open bar. I wouldn't go. I wouldn't go unless it was an open bar. Let me tell you one thing. The other thing I would say today for the unders, I'm going to come onto the weekend. I'm going to talk about the unders.
Yeah.
It's sub-zero temperatures in London at the
moment.
So it's very, very, very cold. And obviously, you know my theory of goals. Goals are very hard to come by, like points in American football when the snow hits. It's very, very similar here. I think the players, the goals would usually come down by a smidge on the total. So bear that in mind. And it's going to be freezing cold this evening when that game kicks off. The temperature picks up on Sunday, but Saturday this weekend, across England, you know, look at the lower leagues in England. I think it looks an unders weekend given the weather conditions.
Well, let me set you up here too as well because of the schedule, and you mentioned the weather, but then you mentioned Man U, they play today, then they play Arsenal Sunday, Man City plays tomorrow, and then they also play Sunday. So how you look at that handicap?
That's the penalty when you're a successful football team. You know, if you're doing well in domestically and you're doing well in Champions League and European football, you're going to have to play a lot more fixtures. And the managers moan and the players moan, but they've got double the size as the squad of Crystal Palace. I feel more sorry for Crystal Palace, who've got to play with injuries and a smaller squad. Mm-hmm. You know, this game will take a lot more out of them. They can't afford the luxury to rest players for important games of the weekend. So I think that's the penalty you pay for being a successful football side. But on the weekend, I think that game, Man United-Arsenal, will be an incredible game. It's a game that I'm at, actually. I'm going to that game on Sunday, but I think it's going to be very low scoring. But before we go on to that one, let's go on to Saturday, where Liverpool play Chelsea. That's probably the big game of the weekend. Liverpool were absolutely diabolical last week against Brighton. I think I mentioned it to you on here that I was trying to get with Brighton. Worst performance, Jurgen Klopp said, in his whole time as manager at Liverpool. He changed the whole side, more or less, made eight changes last night in the FA Cup against Wolves, and they won 1-0, but they were very average, really, really average. Their metrics and their shot ratio and their shots on target were very, very low. Their XG was very, very low. And Wolves were equally as poor. It was a really poor game, actually, to be fair. But Liverpool are a club in crisis at the moment, I feel. I think Mo Salah doesn't look the same player. I think he wants out. I can see him leaving at the end of the season. I think they're a club in transition. And they play a Chelsea side who are equally a club in transition, a club that are going nowhere. They're spending a lot of money on players. They're not happy with the manager, but they've given him $300 million to spend, so they have some confidence in some way. But I think this is a game between two sides who are desperate for a point and just desperate to steady the ship. And I think this will be a boring match. I think Liverpool-Chelsea is going to be a low-scoring, possibly a draw, possibly a 0-0 draw. I think that both sides are fighting each other now at a part of the season where a point isn't bad against you. They just need to get something. Chelsea did win last week, but it was a scrappy 1-0 win, and that's how they're winning, scrappy. Both sides are lacking in confidence. Both sides are lacking in scoring, and both sides are lacking in a goal scorer. And it's funny to say that when you think of Salah and all the goals he scored, but I think that's low scoring. So under 2.5 goals for me, which is actually plus money, which I'm quite surprised about given the way the two of them are playing at the moment.
And anything you want to go back to Sunday then?
Yeah, go Sunday. I mean, obviously a lot hinges on the Manchester United game today, so I wouldn't really bet too much on the Manchester United, because if Manchester United win this, it'll be 10 games in the spin they've won in all competitions, which is the first time they've done that since 2009. you've got to go back a long time to when Man United have been this good. And that shows you the job he's doing. I think this game will be, again, another low-scoring game. I think this is the biggest game of Arsenal season, and it's the biggest game for Manchester United season. I expect Man United to be the more attacking side here. I can't believe that these two sides have done this season. Manchester United, when we started, we were joking that they could finish in the relegation zone. And Arsenal, just a young side who keep getting better and better. The first half last week against Tottenham was sensational. But I do feel that it will get to the point now where Arsenal look at games and play them tactically and think, if we can pick up a point here, if we can, you know, if we can hold one of our contenders to a point, we can just get another point closer to winning the Premier League title. And that's the nerves will start setting in now for Arsenal. And the fact they haven't been in the second half of the season with that kind of pressure on them suggests to me that sometimes they're going to drop points. And I feel, given their home form is great, but I just feel this one here has a really good look about a feisty match. And I think Manchester United have to win it. So I would expect more of the attacking to come from Manchester United. I expect them to be much better on the counter-attack. But I think they'll cancel each other out again. And I think it'll be feisty. I think there'll be a few cards and bookings because it's everything to Man United to win this game. But I think Arsenal will try to contain it. And I think a draw will be good for them. So I'm going to unders again. It's a bit of a weather play. And it's also a little bit to do with the fact that I think that a point for both, well, for Arsenal is an exceptional point at this start stage of the season.
Very good. You can follow him on Twitter. He's at @Sealy_Nigel. One last thing, about a minute left. You mentioned how the players at this point, when they have to play two fixtures or matches in 1 week, it's like, hey, this is a bit much. They're going to be moaning about it. Has there been any additional moaning because they're coming back from the World Cup still? And like, my God, we had to play this thing in the middle of the season and now we're getting two matches in a week?
Yeah, certain teams have done. But you know, it's always the same candidates who do it, the same managers. Jurgen Klopp's always the one from Liverpool, right? Is always moaning. You know, it's always because what it is, it's a pressure game. And I feel that the manager looks at the fixture schedule and blames the fixture schedule rather than blame himself for his players because they're not winning. I can't imagine Arsenal or Manchester United complaining about the fixture schedule because they're winning and doing well. So it's always quite funny that the people who are losing suddenly moan about the fixtures of the World Cup and stuff like that, rather than look at themselves in the mirror and say, well, we're not doing well because I've done this or I've done that. So it usually comes from the same teams. At the moment, it's coming from Chelsea and it's coming from Liverpool. No surprise, they're not winning. Arsenal very quiet, Man United very quiet. But I can imagine Man United start losing a couple of games, they'll be quite vocal about the fixture list as well.
Yeah, right. No kidding. Thanks, mate. We enjoy talking to you every week. Best of luck this weekend.
Take care. Have a good weekend.
Great
Be
job.
Good.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Looking forward to today and good match tomorrow, too, with Man City.
Did you grab any Arsenal? Man U at...
Not to what? No.
No.
I bet when I took his advice when he said, you know, they're making... He said, much ado about nothing, that this is a race. He goes, Man City's going to win it. I think I laid $1.50 or 60, but Arsenal's now $1.50.
I'd pass an Arsenal when they were 12, 13 to 1.
Yeah.
The reason why is because they were 50... 40, 50, and I'm like, I missed that, so I don't want to grab 12, 13.
$1.50 favorite now to win the Prem. What a story.
Yeah. We had some line movement for the first overall pick in the draft last week. Why was that? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Everything heating up at Bet Rivers, your go-to book, all football things this playoff season. Celebrate this weekend. Oh, Mitch, I can't. I got you. You try to sneak in a little breakfast here. Horrible clock management. You celebrate with the divisional round playoff series and the first touchdown insurance. Log into Bet Rivers, download the app. Over 200 different ways to bet every match. And the Maher prop is already up. Whole new game at Bet Rivers.
Paulie Harbaugh today. Okay, so C.J. Stroud, quarterback at Ohio State, announced this week that he would enter the NFL draft. And currently, when you look around at different books, DraftKings has Stroud at plus 175 to go first overall. Bet Rivers has Stroud plus 275. And William Hill, Caesars, they have him at plus 225. We had movement late last week, but it wasn't on C.J. Stroud, so it was not in, you know, anticipation of his pending move, like thinking that, hey, he's going to go pro, we got to grab Stroud. That wasn't it. It wasn't on him. It was on another quarterback overall. And Bryce Young is the shortest shot on the board at all three books. He's actually the current odds-on favorite. He's minus 130, 134, 125, depending on where you look. He's ticking up there as a little bit bigger favorite as we get closer here. But the move, really, Paulie, was on Kentucky quarterback Will Levis.
Mm-hmm.
And so I grabbed him in September around Labor Day weekend when Mel Kiper came out and said, look, I'm talking to scouts. I'm talking to front office people. They are blown away by this kid. They love his arm. They think that, you know, he projects as a Josh Allen type at the next level. And so I grabbed him at 30-1. I'm like, okay, I don't know if this guy's any good or not. I don't know if he can play in the NFL, but I'll listen to that. Then he, you know, he got down to 5-1 as the season was going on. Did not play well at Kentucky at all. Had a bad season, but they don't have a lot of talent on that team. So he drifted back out to, you know, 10-1, 12-1, all the way up to 22-1 last week. But then there was some
30.
You saw 30 again?
Yes.
Okay. There was some, you know, call it what you will, internet conjecture, some speculation, rumors. Certain teams might be in love with the kid. They could actually trade up with the Bears, number one overall, and take him, you know, at that point. And then he came all the way back. The movement was on Levis. He's currently sitting at plus 750, 8-1, or 9-1 in that range after getting all the way between 22 and 30-1 last week.
Okay, so here, so it was the Ballard press conference where he flat out admitted, I blew it. And this going, Matt Ryan and bringing in these veteran quarterbacks hasn't worked out, and I take the blame. He was then asked, will you trade up and look at a quarterback there? And they're sitting there at 4. And his answer was, I'll do whatever it takes. So he's on the hot seat. And according to reports, your internet conjecture, the team that loves Will Levis is the Colts. So I think they will trade up to get the number one pick. And then it's just, who do they fall in love with?
Right.
What quarterback is it going to be? Now, at this point, who knows? They could change their mind. I don't get the Stroud thing at all. I mean, good luck if it's Bryce Young, but again, nobody knows anything. I mean,
right.
Leif Manning was a debate, and you saw what happened with Jamarcus Russell, and the list goes on, and we have Mr. Irrelevant here, quarterbacking a team on 11-game winning streak. But I do believe that they cannot go the veteran quarterback route anymore.
No, they can't do that.
They can't do it.
They have to punt on that idea.
They have to plan for the future, and you're sitting there at 4, give up a little more, your job's on the line, get up to 1, Bears are not taking a quarterback.
Well,
and let's talk turkey.
How about that from last week?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm not so sure here, guys.
Oh, come on.
Can you
take a quarterback and trade Fields?
Yeah, can you imagine? And I get what? It. He's not a good passing quarterback at this point, but could you imagine what you would do to the fan base if you trade Fields, get some picks, and then you take a quarterback number one overall? This is the most excited the fan base has been about a quarterback that I can ever remember in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I'm from the Midwest. I mean, it's just like, the Jay Cutler thing was a joke.
They weren't excited about Trubisky. They hated it from the get-go.
They despised that from the get-go.
Sure. Why trade up and take this guy? And you know what they did with Mahomes and Watson behind him.
And then you're going to have to reboot all over again and just say, like, we're going to trade Fields and I'll start over with a complete unknown. I'm with you. Like, I think if the price is right for the Colts and if the Bears are willing to make a trade and go like down to number four and some other picks, if it makes sense for Indy, I think they do trade up. And then it comes down to, I think, probably Young or Levis at that point. It makes sense, right? Because they have Ursay has owned the team for a long time. This guy is a wild card, and he probably has it in his head, we need our next Peyton Manning or our next Andrew Luck. And Will Levis is 6'3", like 240 pounds. Again, he makes every throw possible.
Do they see the similarities with Luck? Have you read that?
I saw stuff about Josh Allen. I see the similarity. Okay. Yeah, so, and that is, I think you can point to the arm strength, but also, like, we laughed because we've watched plenty of Mountain West football living out in this area for many, many years. Josh Allen was not good at Wyoming, and he was totally inaccurate.
Absolutely. He also had wide receivers who couldn't catch the ball.
That's the thing. He did not have, if I recall correctly, his offensive line at Wyoming was not great, and he had bad wide receivers.
Yep.
That's kind of similar to what Kentucky has right now. So I think you can look at that and say he's big, he's strong, he can run a little bit, and he had nobody to throw to at Kentucky, so there's Josh Allen. And bam, we need that kind of guy again. I can see that kind of playing out with Indy. Again, the Young stuff is just fascinating to me. 5'11", 190 pounds, and playing with nothing but five-star recruits in Alabama. I'm always a little hesitant.
This is unique, and it's wild, because you have a new coach with the number two pick, Houston. You're going to have a new coach with the number three pick with Arizona. We know Indy wants to move up. And then you have Seattle and Detroit, playoff team. Could have been a playoff team, and they have picks 5 and 6. So what they want to do, and if you earlier in the year, you would have said, obviously, Detroit's going quarterback. Goff was so good, no way you're doing that now.
Same thing with Seattle.
And that's right. And the other thing is, every year at the Underwear Olympics, someone comes out of nowhere or surprises people, and they're blown away by workouts.
Yep.
I mean, even like a Zach Wilson type. Yep. Oh, the pro day. Oh, the workouts are incredible. And we got several tweets that they took Richardson at 101. That they think someone will fall in love with Richardson, the Florida quarterback.
And I think teams will fall in love with
him. Okay, right. So, sure. I mean, that rest assured, that will happen too.
Oh, Paul.
That someone will come out of nowhere and like, what? Wait a second. This guy's going top five?
If you could bet on this anywhere, I would put every penny that I have on people are going to overreact and be blown away by Will Levis. Wait until you see, and the videos are already surfacing of him just like screwing around. It's an absolute bazooka for an arm. And when people see that, and when Zach Wilson came out in his pro day last year, like you said, and
the one throw.
He's rolling out and he throws it across the field.
Yeah.
They're like, stop it. That's it. Get off the field. That's all you got to do. He's got to go like in the top five. This is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Teams are making a huge mistake if they don't take him. Kid can't play. There's also, you know, looking at stuff, the latest rankings from ESPN.com, they have, you know, four guys overall in their draft coverage, Kuiper, McShay, Reed, and Miller. They rank their quarterbacks. Three of the guys have Bryce Young number one overall. Those same three have Stroud number two. And then it's Levis number three or Richardson number three. Mel Kiper still has Levis ranked number one overall ahead of Bryce Young, for what it's worth. And there's a good website. It's the mock draft database. And so they keep track of every mock draft that comes out. And there are thousands every single year. And when I looked yesterday, like the last three that populated the board, one was from Pro Football Network, the other was from The Athletic, and the other one was from College Football News. One had Levis going first overall. One had Bryce Young going first, followed by Levis. The other one had Jalen Carter going number one overall, followed by Levis number two.
Yeah.
So it's...
Well, one trade changes everything.
Of course it does.
We might could have an early trade, too.
Yeah,
to shake things up.
It's January 18th. To look at the odds board right now, will it stay like this? It'll shift. I mean, again, last year it was the Sunday before the draft when the betting market found out that Trayvon Walker was probably going to go number one overall to Jacksonville, and it started to flip. I think he was available around 20-1, if I recall correctly, not that far out from draft day. And then it's like, okay, well that moved, and he turned into a huge favorite on the actual draft day itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, will this happen? Maybe. I mean, if the Colts trade up with the Bears and you find out they love Levis, he could go from, you know, 30-1 to +750 today to -$4. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, Seattle needs defense. Lions could use a little defense. But then again, when you're right there with a winning record, make the playoffs or just miss, maybe you also trade down and get more capital.
Yep. So, I think if the Bears could do the same thing, they would. If they keep the first overall pick,
Right. What do you think?
I have Jalen Carter 80-1. I feel pretty decent about that. But if you told me right now the Bears were going to keep the number one pick, I would add Will Anderson plus 650. They were horrible with the pass rush this year.
Yes.
And he can come in and you know, help change it, obviously.
And the run defense down the stretch.
Terrible.
Yes.
Absolutely terrible. But I would have to, you know right now, behind the scenes, the Bears are going to keep the first overall pick. Because if they announce it, the 650 on Anderson and Carter are probably going to go bye-bye within 2 seconds.
Well, you had the worst record. Obviously, there's a lot of needs. Can you get some help with your quarterback?
Oh, no kidding.
I mean, the Claypool thing was a disaster, too, that trade.
Oh,
I mean, you got to get him some weapons and help
boy.
The kid out. That's the other thing. Everything that was said about the Bears in August came to fruition.
Yeah, it
was right. Under, going to be awful, no weapons. And the only thing they had going was Fields taking off and running. He had more than 1,000 yards.
Yeah, and they have $100 million in cap space. So they have to go to work this offseason. Dave Campbell, former coach, Cowboys, assistant coach with the Jaguars. He'll join the program coming up next. Is this a big deal? Both DCs are interviewing like crazy all week long. We'll ask him coming up next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10. Plus, get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wagering at more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks. First Bet app, easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at VSiN.com/horses. Please sign up now.
More NFL now. Follow the money. VSiN, the sports betting network. Dave Campo has a great resume, former head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. He's got two former teams in the playoffs this week, at least, and Jacksonville, where he was a former assistant head coach as well, joins the program now. Good morning, sir. Thanks for the time today. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Happy New Year to you guys.
Back at you.
This is a great weekend.
It really is. And your resume, like we hinted at, is absolutely loaded. You've worked with a ton of really great coaches over time. What would your conversations be like this week, and how would you operate with what happened to Maher on Monday night with all those missed extra points? Would you keep him on the team? Would you look elsewhere going into this game against the 49ers? And what happens, sir, if he misses his first kick on Sunday?
Well, you know, first of all, you have to look at it from the standpoint, if this was the middle of the season, I think there'd be a really, really, they'd have to put a little push on him to maybe bring some other guys in. But this late in the year, you know, in a playoff situation, you know, you've got to go with the full body of work, I believe. And, you know, he's been one of the better kickers in the league. And, you know, it's interesting when you look over time, there's been some guys that have missed a bunch of extra points because of the angles and stuff. And then they'll come in. Meyer, we had a guy here by the name of Myers in Jacksonville that missed 13 extra points and then kicked 9 over 50 yards. So, you know, I think they're going to stick with him.
What if he misses one early, though? I mean, then you really have to go for two, go for it on fourth down. It changes everything. No one's missed three in a game. He missed four.
Yeah, there's no question that changes the strategy of the ball game. If he misses one early, then they're going to have to decide real quickly on whether or not they want to chase the points or not.
And I know Dak wanted to go for two in the game Monday night. He was furious as well. As a former coach, how much of a distraction could this be with Quinn and Ryan's interviewing with the week of the game, and it appears Quinn's going to get a job?
I don't think that's much of a distraction. I think that, you know, the focus is on the ball game, and, you know, those guys are professionals. You know, back in the day when I was with the Cowboys, Dave Wanstead, going into our first Super Bowl, interviewed twice with the Giants and with the Chicago Bears, and it didn't affect us at all. So I don't really think that makes a difference. I think those guys will be focused on what they have to do. They might hit an interview, but they've got a sight on getting to the Super Bowl.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest, Dave Campbell, former coach with the Cowboys and with Jacksonville. He's currently a host on 1010XL in Jacksonville. So where are you at with rookie quarterback Brock Purdy? We've talked about him a lot today. We talked about him a lot this week and in previous weeks as well. He's been awesome,
And he's played some okay defenses, like Washington's defense. They're pretty good. Tampa Bay's defense, they're pretty good. And they won, and he put up good numbers. The Cowboys' defense, though, based on the numbers, coach, the best defense he's going to play to this point in the season. Are you in the camp of it's going to catch up with him at some point, or he kind of is who he is right now, seven games in, and you expect him to continue to be really, really good?
Well, I think a lot of it is the people he's got around him as well. You know, he's got a pretty good roster there in San Francisco, but the kid has done a great job. That's a great story. If that kid ever gets to the Super Bowl and wins it, you know, people will not forget that for a long time. And, you know, the bottom line is I think they feel pretty confident with him, and I think he's one of those guys that takes care of his own business. He doesn't really too much worry about the other football team, and I think he's done a great job. I think he's going to run into a pretty good defense, though, in Dallas. A little inconsistent, but, you know, they've got to be able to run the football, which the Cowboys struggle with a little bit, and keep him ahead of the chains, just like about 90% of the quarterbacks in the league. You know, when you don't have to do a lot of the third and nines, eights and sevens, you got a chance to be pretty good. Remember, all those quarterbacks, no matter who they are in the league, are one of the very, very few top guys. There are only 32 of them.
Mm-hmm. They're Dallas number one in takeaways. If you're Quinn, would you put heat on him? Would you bring blitzes? What would you do?
You know, he's not much of a blitzer.
Yeah.
You know, he goes pretty much with his front. And you know, they've got an outstanding front. They've got three guys, Lawrence Armstrong and Parsons, that can put a lot of pressure on. I think the way you might see some zone blitzes and stuff like that would be versus the running game.
Okay.
Because, you know, in the passing game, he pretty much, they've got a good secondary. I think he goes with his guys and let his rush take care of that.
It's also the fourth consecutive road game for Dallas, coach. How big of a deal is that?
It's tough. I mean, I don't think anybody really wants to go on the road. I think it's evened up over the years, though. Back in the day, when I was going, you know, the road was a big factor. But these young men today, they don't really react too much with the road games, as I'm sure you see. There's a lot of road teams that do very well. I just think that the focus is on how they're going to play that particular day.
There's been a little chatter of the schedule and the tough spot they put the Cowboys in, but it's not getting out of control. So I think McCarthy's done a good job shutting that down. How about your other team that's in action? You were with Jacksonville in 05 through 07. What do you think of Peterson and if Lawrence can go on the road and surprise Kansas City?
Well, you know, again, I'm an AFC guy now, being over here in Jacksonville. And there's no question in my mind, Doug Peterson should be the coach of the year.
Wow.
What he's done with this football team, and I know Brian Daboll out at the Giants has done a great job in the NFC, but this football team right here, in all honesty, is an interesting, special group. You know, you guys follow it. You know, they've come from behind in so many ball games that I don't count them out in any game, and I really do believe that they believe they can beat anybody. Now, going to Kansas City, that's tough duty. You know, in the first ball game, some people say it was a wider score than it ended up, but I look at it as a tighter score because they missed two field goals. They had a wide open Kirk who dropped the ball, would have been one touchdown early, and then they had a guy on a RPO go downfield on a touchdown pass. So that game could have gone right to the wire. But what you've got with Kansas City's got an MVP candidate at quarterback. The Jaguars have a second-half MVP at quarterback in Trevor Lawrence.
Well, yeah, I mean, and I don't think he's going to go out there and throw four INTs in the first half against the Chiefs. I think my biggest concern, coach, for Jacksonville in this game, well, among other things, is that it's their first time here against a team that is now, you know, playoff strong and ready, and they've been in this spot many, many times. Mahomes is incredible, but the first time they played, they were +3 in the turnover margin. They lost by 10. I know you said it could have been closer, but they also allowed almost 500 yards to KC on offense in that game.
Yeah, there's no question. I just rewatched the game. And, you know, the interesting thing is that this defense is a little bit better in Jacksonville right now. They made, early in the season, They probably should have won two or three more ball games, but they made some really critical defensive mistakes. And in that game, they had two touchdowns that there was just a guy that busted a coverage. They've simplified the defense, and by no means, guys, am I saying that Jacksonville's going to go up there and win the football game. Mm-hmm. You understand that?
Sure, sure.
But I think this team is a much different team right now than they are. The advantage they have, in my opinion, is that they have pretty good firepower, which I think Jacksonville does as well, but they're well-rested. And you know, when you go into a ball game, the Jaguars are a little banged up, but the defense has changed. They've simplified it. The guys are playing faster. That if they can keep it close, anything can happen in a football game, especially in the playoffs.
Sure. And no, I mean, and they're catching 8.5 points in this game. I'm not going to be surprised at all if they cover the game and it's going to be close a little bit late. Again, a longtime coach in the NFL, Dave Campbell, kind enough to take some time and join us here today on a Wednesday, now a host on 1010 XL in Jacksonville. Coach, thanks so much for the time today. We really appreciate that.
Hey guys, have a great weekend, and it's great talking with you guys. I have no problem visiting with your bunch.
Back.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep,
there you
be
go.
Good.
Good answer about not a distraction, no big deal with the interviews with Ryans and Quinn. And the other thing, he's right. I mean, Jacksonville took off after that Kansas City game.
No, they really did.
I mean, that was
they are a different team today than they were back then.
They had the stinker in Detroit. Can't explain it, but we know Detroit's good. So, again, you can make a case of, I don't know, seven guys could win Coach of the Year. He says give it to Peterson.
I honestly could not argue Peterson won the award.
Yeah.
I couldn't. Could you argue with Dable?
No.
Can't?
No.
No. I mean, again, go back to what Jacksonville was like last year. All-time bad with Urban Meyer.
Mm-hmm.
And this year now in the second round of the playoffs. Incredible job by this guy. Up next, we have some hot trends in the NHL. Always shop around. Three teams are hitting either around or above 80% on the year. Details on that coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All right, everything's heating up now in the NFL. All the, over 200 props are up right now. At least 200 different ways to bet the games this weekend at Bet Rivers, and the Maher prop is up. And celebrate with the divisional round parlay insurance. Extend the fun throughout the rest of the playoffs with the first touchdown insurance. Log on to BetRivers.com or download the app today to get in on the action. Whole new game at Bet Rivers. And again, will Maher miss an extra point Sunday? Yes, is plus 250 with the house special up there at Bet Rivers. Updated division odds in the NHL. Dallas is minus 105. Jets plus 225. Boston Bruins. What a story. Their record. I mean, it does not get enough attention, this historical start to the season. for the Bruins. Minus 1,400 to win the division. Only one loss at home in regulation. Ridiculous.
And that was recently.
Yes, Seattle got them. You're right.
It's a good division, and they're just running away with this bad boy.
Yeah. They also have DraftKings has up to have the best record as well. And that is President's Trophy.
Right.
They're $5 to have the best record, too. That's a good prop.
Wow.
As well. Carolina is minus 180 after a slow start. The Devils still having a good year, but they've come down back to earth a little bit. They're plus 220. And then the Pacific is nuts. VGK, I saw him as high as $2 after a hot start earlier. They're now plus 145. Seattle plus 220. The Kings 7-1. Calgary plus 550 with the Pacific.
What are the Oilers?
Let me grab it. That is not updated as of today.
I can tell you right now that
I don't see it.
Paying attention to the Golden Knights team.
Yep.
I know the locals here are completely spoiled, but listening to media and reading some of the stuff, they think the team is complete frauds, and they think that start basically to the season for Vegas was just a total aberration.
I concur. You can find 10-1 on VGK to miss the playoffs if you want to get nuts. The LA Kings are 350 to make the playoffs.
I still think they make the playoffs though, just because the division is completely up in the air. I don't think like all these teams are going to leapfrog them and say, you're going to be the 9 seed and miss.
Yeah. Colorado's 350 to make the playoffs. Edmonton's 360 to make the playoffs. Those are up there as well. And our guys again, Chris Otto and Ian Duncan do a great job with the goal in the first 10 and the first, second, and third period as well. Let's look at updated numbers. Goal in the first 10 at home. At home, Edmonton 79% on the season. Tampa Bay, 77%. 17 times goal in the first 10, 22 games. Penguins, 76%. Then you have the Panthers and the Ducks. And we mentioned earlier in win-lose that Anaheim's on a nice run there on a 13-2 run. Goal in the first 10. Away. This is the story of hockey right now.
Yeah.
On the road, goal in the first 10, 23-1 for Vancouver. That is now updated. 23-1. Every game but one, there's been a goal in the first 10 in Vancouver road games.
So that's now 96% on the season. And you can find this pretty much at most books now.
Yep.
They're going to offer goal in the first 10.
Or 9:30.
Yeah, yeah. What's the price recently? Because I'm not betting this. No. I mean, it's higher than $2.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
school's out on that too. I'll tell you what, though, it has been ridiculous for much of the season. If you have some time, you just go get the Yahoo app, whatever. It's real fast, and just click on every Canucks road game.
Yeah,
and you'll see it's two minutes.
It's two, three minutes. Yeah.
A lot of these are right. It's
boom.
Incredible.
Right.
It's taking 2 minutes or fewer in a lot of these games.
Right. So actually,
the first goal. And Vancouver, they just play crazy games, anyways.
Right.
Vancouver gets off to these 2-3 goal leads, and then they blow it.
Oh, everything. In-play wagering with and against this team this year is just the changes, the roller coasters for this team all over the place. If you can actually find books that post go on the first five with this team at different numbers, obviously, you're catching a plus price and a really nice plus price then. When it's like all the time in majority of their games when it's happening that quickly, that's probably the way to do it then. Maybe split up the bet if you want to continue doing this, because the goal in the first 10 is going to take off, and it's going to be minus 250 at some point.
Yeah, degenerate's paradise. Absolutely. They don't have a road game, though, until January 25th, though. So you have to wait a little bit with Vancouver. Calgary, 75%. Likewise, Buffalo and Toronto, 73%. Those are all goal in the first 10 away. Now, this is great. Great job, guys. This is first periods. And second periods and third periods for the season. First period over, 1.5. We'll go 1.5. Some places offer 2, but it's easier to clean things up with 1.5. Vancouver, 32-11. Anaheim, 32-12. Then you see Calgary at 30-13. Second period over, top 5. Edmonton's 37-8. You're getting into really significant juice there with second and third periods with the 1.5.
Right.
But New Jersey, 34-9. Seattle, 34-10. Detroit, 32-10. And then third periods, degenerates paradise, especially with the empty net scenario. Buffalo is 37-9. They're on a 33-4 run, third period over. Tampa 33-9. Florida 36-10. San Jose's 32-13. Updated numbers there. And good job to the crew.
This is why you need as many outs as possible. You need as many outs for many, many reasons. But
well, the first periods, no. Remember what was hot a couple years ago, just for the 1.5-2 thing.
Sure. And you need, if you can, find books that are going to offer like 1.5-1 if you want to go up to 2 goals. Because I'll give you an example here of living in Las Vegas. Books are just going to post a 1.5 or a 2. That's it. Like, you're not going to be able to find a book, I don't think, out here where it's going to be, you know, pick your juice, pick your number. Because what you just did, Paulie, again, to tell people about this, is it's 1.5 goals. And a lot of times when you're looking specifically to find a team over, like before a game starts, for example, in the second or third period, that's automatically going to be 2 goals. And another way to approach that is just to wait for in-play wagering, obviously. And then if there's no goal in the first 3, 4, 5 minutes, maybe if you want to start to hop in at that point to go over, because then it'll come down a little bit as well. So technically, like, the live total on the game will come down maybe a half a goal, or if you can find the third period when it's live wagering, it'll go from 2 to 1.5 at that point. It's like soccer wagering almost.
At Bet Rivers, the Pacific Division updated, Vegas plus 140, Seattle plus 190, Calgary plus 450, Edmonton 750, Kings 8-1. Updated numbers in the Pacific.
Boy, that is a jumbled mess.
It is. They have Dallas plus 110 and Winnipeg 2-1, Minnesota plus 450. And they have Boston as high as 2,000, risking 2,000 to win 100 to win the Atlantic.
You want to parlay the Bruins to win their division with the Nuggets to win theirs?
Cup of coffee.
That's $1.4 million in play to win 11,000?
God, did you do anything from the awards standpoint this year?
Only
McDavid's
a couple.
McDavid's 375 to win the Hart.
I saw that last night when I was looking around.
God, Pasternak's 15-1.
Halfway into the season, with all his talent, that dude's minus 375.
Jesus.
And they're 750 to win the division. That's incredible. I only have a couple from, like, right away in the season. I took some on Ruff for Coach of the Year, and I have the Bruins goalie to win the Vezina at a pretty decent number. This is a tweet that we got from Chris Belm. The Malinsky special tonight.
Yep.
3 NHL games. Pens, Abs, and Lightning. They're on the road. All three of those teams, but they're taking on teams who are coming back. This is their first game back from road trips, and I'd say decently long road trips. Like, there's a team coming back from a 5-game road trip tonight that's playing, so that was always an angle with him that you would want to consider.
Omar, Bruins goalie, you bet, plus 160, the favorite for the Vezina. Top goalie, Sorokin, plus 330. Hellebuck, plus 350. Igor the Great, 8-1. Updated numbers there.
Yeah, I grabbed the kid from the Bruins right away. At a huge number. He was like 50-1.
Yeah.
But I haven't dabbled too much since then, to be honest. I was so tied up in the NFL this year that, quite honestly, it's the most I've been behind on the NHL in a long, long time. And the NBA. But now at the NFL, we're down to the playoffs and only 8 teams. It's opening up a little bit here. Betting some more NHL, some stuff in regulation, the periods. I got taken out last night on the first period over. It was the Ducks game because both those teams were red hot in the first period. It was as low as minus 135. That game killed me.
Yeah.
And they had the Flyers had just chance after chance after chance in the first period, and we could not get two there, so that was a bad result.
I can't see anyone approaching McDavid or Pasternak for goals. McDavid has 38, Pasternak has 35. McDavid's $1.50 at DraftKings to score the most goals. Ovechkin's got 30.
I know it.
The Gretzky.
Oh, he's going to blow by the Gretzky record.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's too bad. Yeah. I love Wayne.
You going to call him sick the day when that happens?
I'll wear the jersey with pride is what I'll do.
All right. Pro tip. We do one of these every single hour. Here we go. Again, courtesy Josh Applebaum. He joined us about an hour and a half ago. A lot of numbers. A lot of line freezes. Hazmat games. 4 playoff games this week in the NFL.
Double hazmat.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that game.
Since 03.
It's been bad.
One seeds in the divisional round, 13-25-1 ATS.
I know.
And KC only 11-18 ATS, went 8.5 or more.
Why is that? They used to dominate.
Wow.
The once in this round only. Since 2003. I know. It's 34%.
Yikes.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.